first show. It's the show that's the first one, I would say.
Yeah, definitely the first out of at least a couple more.
Yeah, maybe two or three, perhaps.
Yeah, it's the first, though.
What if we do this every day?
I think we probably could, but like...
But like, why?
So this is the first show.
So the concept of the show is broken, of this little segment, because I can't hear what the song is.
Oh, so true.
But like, I'm gonna give it like probably a 10.
I'm gonna give it an 11.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it that much.
I cut off the beginning, like it's just starting now. Like it didn't. So when we listen to it back, we're not gonna hear how bad we were.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, or is it?
We could delete the whole Teal episode.
No, because this is our first Teal episode.
This is true. So how do we remedy this?
The way to remedy this, Abizaya, is to explain the concept of this show.
Right.
Which is
so good. You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we listen to. Well, this all started. Travis started this all, and I am honored to be part of the journey. But we listen to acclaimed music from all of the years, but in order. Like, what year did you start?
Started in 1897.
Started in 1897, and right now we are at 1967, and we listen to all of the acclaimed music in alphabetical order, and we. Rate them on a scale from 1
on a 1001 point scale from 0.00
10 and the big defining thing, the song's gonna end by the way, but the big defining thing is that if the song is good enough to be a 9 or if it's 9 if it's a 9 or above, then it's just really, really good, and it gets special placement on a very special playlist.
On the playlist.
The playlist.
Which you can find at https :// www.spotify.com/9. Just go on my...
Is that actually...
Nope.
I don't
go
think.
On my Spotify.
Go to Travis's
find
Spotify.
The playlist.
Find the playlist.
9 S.
It currently has one follower. That's me.
That's Abizaya, who does
it.
The show.
I've
you don't have to follow it. It's
for
fine.
A long time.
It is a good playlist, though. I will warn you.
It is a good one.
It has a lot of songs on it. All of them, I think,
you know
are amazing.
You know song is playing, right?
No, I know.
Okay, good.
Roomful of Asha. Norman Cook. I don't know how this even got on the playlist, but that's okay.
It's okay.
We'll be listening to it not soon, but...
But in 33... I don't know.
Well, this is like... this is like, you know, this is... Oh, it is. In like...
In 30 years.
Yeah, we'll listen to it in 30 years.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll come back. Asha, we'll come back to you.
We'll come back to you.
We're actually like it's like the same letter.
I know, that's kind of crazy.
Anyway, that was a great explanation of what the show is.
Yeah, I really killed it, didn't I?
You killed it. The only thing that I would add is go through all the years, and then once we get into a year, we go alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Did you say this?
I did say alphabetical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh yeah, that the thing that I actually wanted to say, and I. Not the one that I improv, because I knew I want to say something. I forgot what it was. Is anything above a 9, anything that is a 10 is a masterpiece. Anything above a 9 is amazing. Anything 8 to 9 is great. 7 to 8 is good. 6 to 7 is okay. 5 to 6 is mediocre, and everything below 5, I don't care.
Yeah, I think even though I've been doing this for a little while, I think we need a little poster. You know, with the scale, because it's helpful for. You know, my stupid little stupid.
If you're listening and not watching the live stream on Abizaya's Instagram, I'm pointing to a place.
The live stream on
the live stream where the things could be.
Yeah, I'm live streaming.
I'm
this.
Such a dumb human. Anyway, So let's get into it. You know,
like
let's find the playlist.
Yeah.
Let's find it. Let's find.
Also, for the record, I think it's important to note, Travis is a lot better at, like, you know, talking about music. So, like, he'll sound really profound, and I'll be like, oh, I like that little drum in the back.
So there's two things about this. One, Abby has low confidence, right? Two, I have a cursed mind, which can only... The only things that it can do are judge, rate, and assign order. And it does this to all items all of the time. And it is a compulsion that I have to do this with all media, and therefore the current show.
Yes.
So you are better at it than you say. And two, the only reason that I do it is because I have to.
Let's be clear. I don't have low confidence.
Okay.
You're better at talking about music. Like, I'm not.
I disagree.
You just sound more profound, which is.
I sound like.
No, it's good. I think it's a good contrast. It's a good, like, wow, that was really deep. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was also interesting. Not as deep, but also interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it.
The first song. What's the first song?
The first song is, we listened to Bex Bolero. Did we listen to? We did listen to Bedazzled. Oh, we sang Bedazzled.
We listened to Bedazzled.
We listened to Bedazzled
on the show that didn't exist before.
And then
this.
We were thinking about starting this one.
Yeah,
we?
But I was like, I can't handle it right now.
Yeah.
So it's Bing for the Benefit of Mr. Kite! Exclamation point remastered
by
the Beatles.
The Beatles
on Sgt. Pepper's. That's like, it's so cool to be in 1967 because you get all these classics.
So cool to be in 1967 right now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Happy 1967.
Happy 1967. B.
That was... Well, it's gone now.
Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite by the Beatles. Oh, yeah, I forgot what we were supposed to do with this show. Thoughts?
Thoughts? I think it's a fun, little fun tune. Really particularly, like, you know, after the horse does the waltz, and it's like, nay.
True. No, I would agree.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes the shoulders move.
Yeah.
I wish you could see me moving my shoulders right now.
Moving your shoulders.
Yeah.
I like it. Beatles are so good at songwriting. Like I don't know how to crystallize my thoughts into words, but the bum 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 bum, like, you know. Like, first of all, sounds good in and of itself, but like there's so much within, like, so much instrumentation within that, and it's still, but it's also still like basic enough for it to be like catch your ear, you know, mm-hmm. and not be like,
this is doing too much.
Yeah. It just impresses me every song that they make, especially when they go into this psychological, or not psychological, psychedelic direction, and like and just prove that they can mm-hmm. do more genres than just pop. I like it a lot. It's good.
Beatles, good.
Hot take.
Beatles good.
I don't understand when people say I don't like the Beatles, or I think the Beatles are like nothing special. Like I would love to like know what they hear, you know? Because like,
I think they're just trying to be different.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I believe in some of them. You know, like I believe that they're not lying to me.
Mm, yeah.
But I just want to understand. Anyway. Yeah. It's like going to be a high 8 for me.
High 8.
Not quite a 9.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's important to be, you know, a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a deep cut. Yeah. Like, it's not like.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it is high 9. Like, it's going to be 8.95, right? It's almost
8.95.
There. But just simply not quite. The next song, Bend Me, Shape Me by the American Breed. I'm so excited. Thoughts on the title?
Well, I'm kind of a little distracted because I read it as the American Bread, but it's just because I'm actually not that much farther away from
the computer. I'm going to be honest, though. I did, too, until, like, I actually looked at it, so don't feel bad.
All right, but I do think the title is fun. I'm, you know, lots of things could be bended, bent.
They're saying bent. Me. Them, right. The American Breed.
Right. But, like, what if it's, you know what? Never mind.
Oh, it's in, like.
Bend me, shape me by the American Breed.
What if it's, like, from the perspective of something else?
Thank you.
This song, Bend Me, Shape Me, American Breed, is one of the rare songs that, in my opinion, is less than the sum of its parts. Thankfully, it's okay because the parts are good. Like, it's got a great drum fill in there in the middle that I really like. Its verse is very solid. Its chorus is hooky and catchy. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, like, it just didn't come together for me in, like, a cohesive way. I don't know how to, like, you know, it just felt like jarring and not like in a fun way when it transitioned, especially from verse to chorus.
Yeah, I see that. I think it's like I definitely had fun when it was time for the chorus. I was like, oh yeah, chorus, yeah. But then, like, you know, as a whole, like, yeah, I get that little jarring moment. Just like, could be, I don't know, workshopped a teeny bit. I don't know.
It'd been done better. I
don't think it was bad, though,
personally. No, it's not bad. It's a great, I think it's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a little mixing work? I have no idea. I'm not an artist nor a producer. All I do is judge what I hear, and that was an 8.43.
8.43.
10:51.
10:51.
Who's got a show, guys?
Somebody's got a show.
They can knock. In the meantime, let's play a little song called Bernadette by the Four Tops. I'm sure we have time for one more song.
That was Bernadette by Four Tops. To be honest, we didn't get to observe it critically, which is okay. We could probably do it.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
Not today.
Not today.
Another time.
But yeah. Say it again. So that was yeah.
Yeah. Next song is. Oh, it's a Pink Floyd song.
Oh, it's Pink Floyd. Bike.